Blog Talk Radio.
On planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Yeah. Get our sponsor before we get going.
Yes.
Sponsors. You know.
Yes. We have. We would like you to know that this episode is sponsored by Hello?
Hello? Yes, what?
I'm here.
We would like you to know that it's sponsored by... Hello? Hello? This is North Pole Correctional Facility. Can we... Yes?
It's worth the ring to do, Bill.
Yeah. This... Can we speak to... Is Santa there? Well... That went well. Well, where can you find us? It's at itsmyo.com/AMCPress. Or on Twitter at AMCPress31 and AMCPressNews, which can be found on the same aforementioned site. And now a word from our first sponsor of the night. Hey, being left alone? Time's out for the evening? Call 1-800-LATCH. That's 1-800-LATCH. You won't regret it. And now for our first story of the night. Allison, take it away.
Well, how about you? I'm sure you had some interesting...
Okay, fine. Well,
I'm sure that there's... That all kids around the world could relate to this.
Which bit? The calling for Santa bit? Yeah, right. So, apparently, some kids thought it'd be smart to call Santa. Well, It turned out that, you know, these kids were obviously lonely. They needed a friend. So who did they call on? The cops. I mean, could you imagine?
No, you got the wrong number. This is 912.
Yeah, I know. We got 912, not 911. Well, they called 911 and they found, oh, hello? Yeah, yeah, we're at the center. Click. It is quite funny. Hello? Yeah? Can we speak to Thunder? No? Okay, then. Exactly. It is funny. In just that fact, you know, you're like, oh yeah, this is good, and it was a prank. I mean,
right.
The police thought, basically. Oh, this is interesting. We're being called. Yes, we have plenty of them here. The rapists and sex offenders and murderers and everything like that. And in Wisconsin, two young brothers apparently did this and are likely hoping that they haven't landed on Santa's naughty list after police showed up at their doorstep. The poor kids were 3 and 6.
Aww.
And they thought the best way to get in touch with the North Pole was by phone. For youngsters of that age, their Christmas list could have been considered an emergency. So the brothers used their dad's cell phone to call the 911, hoping to be connected with the North Pole guy, the kid himself. Unfortunately, the Beaver Dam Citizen says that they basically got brought to the police station to the Millville home where the officers gave some boys the advice. If you want to talk to Santa, do it in person. Mayville is about 50 miles east of Milwaukee. It is kind of cute.
It's kind of cute, but also the fact that...
Very disturbing.
Yeah. All I could remember from one movie was it was a comment of, what's the number for 911 from the Santa Claus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 911? Hello?
Yes. Well, children are off. It's the way of saying, I want to talk to Santa now, I guess? Or is this the newfangled way of getting Santa, or not?
Exactly.
Or is there going to be texting for Santa?
Could you imagine? Hello? Is this Santa? Yes. Unlike 10 Xboxes, an Apple computer, and every GGB that I can ever get in the world. Thanks? Question mark? Exactly.
It's like, yes, toys, let's try to get in touch with Santa by calling 911. I don't think kids know about writing letters to Santa.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be texting letters to
Santa.
I'm on the corner, kid.
you know, kind of thing.
Yes, yes.
I mean, could you imagine?
Or faxing your letters to Santa.
Oh,
better.
No.
What is it, the 1990s all of a sudden?
Oh, man. That would be pretty funny.
But it would be pretty sad if they text their letters to Santa. That
texting the letters to Santa, now that would be funny.
Especially when all the kids now know how to play with computers like nothing.
Well, yeah, definitely. And then we also have some news. Well, the news, and if it was faxing, could you imagine the Wolf of Wall Street? Santa? Yeah. I want 10 Italian hotties, 13, 13 other people. Oh, can you go throw the hooker as well? How was I? Really good. Could you imagine Al Pacino doing it?
Stop.
That would be pretty funny. Yeah, Santa. Santa.
No. I didn't say Italian hoagies. I said Italian hotties.
Hotties, not hoagies. Oops, sorry.
Even though hoagies are delicious.
Yes, hoagies are delicious. Hotties, not hoagies and the teddy bears and going, oh, yeah! You know. It is that time again. The Rockville and Christmas Street was lit. Protesters are now protesting Christmas. And
they're protesting
a case that happened in July. You know.
Yes.
It's, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, why would they want to protest now when it happened 6 months ago? They're a bit late.
Wait, where's my sound? Where's my sound?
You're a bit late for that! Exactly. I mean, they should have protested in the summer, but they were too late.
Yeah.
And this is, like, all simmering, like...
This is called holiday blunders, too. It's like... you're going to protest something that, yes, it's great. You could be upset too easily. But actually...
Exactly. Do it peacefully. Don't do it in a way that is, disruptive to everybody. You know.
I agree.
I mean, and we have some news, don't we? We have some news, right?
Which is, yep,
the Cable Act has been, wait for it, approved by the House. Can I get a chair?
What?
Something?
Anything?
Oh, good for you!
Yes, yes! Yes! We know! I mean, oh. Well, we have some really, really cool things. One, that's happened. It means, this means that the House members voted overwhelmingly to pass the Able Act on Wednesday. This means that the U.S. Senate House of Representatives has voted on the bill that would establish a new way for people with disabilities to save money without risking their government benefits. Woohoo! So, this would also mean that we could accrue $100,000 without jeopardizing our Social Security. And God knows, hopefully within the next year, we should see a rise in Social Security in terms of them finally lifting the barrier. Well, practically everyone with a disability.
It's an antiquated barrier. The barrier that makes it
you can't
feel...
live on $2,000 total. Can't do it.
No, you can't. And,
especially where apartments around here are like $1,000 a month.
Well, yeah. And apartments in New York City.
No one can live on $1,000 or $2,000. That doesn't even include housing.
Yeah. That doesn't even include your cable and your internet and your. That's almost $2,000 right there.
It's like, yes, we need the change. We need this change. Now I say,
now I'm saying, what can you do with the Social Security?
The Social Security has to come up too.
What's the average for about like $650 a month? Can't live off that.
No. And they also don't factor in, people have general bills because of to make sure that they can live. Then you wonder why people have debt. So. What's the one way of really doing your best to do something to help? Fix the thing. Don't make it be the antiquated thing that it is. Make it be the shiny new, better running thing, object, or golden ticket that everyone calls it. Versus being the thing that people with disabilities, yes, they like. But then there's the downside of saying, I'm on this. Now what do I do? And if any senators are listening, means start doing. Start thinking about every person in your district, that you have a voice for people with disabilities. Start putting where your money is. Put your money where your mouth is, and start saying, we'll do. Because people with disabilities do a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
Work harder than people that don't.
Well, no. I think that we work harder than people who do.
People with disabilities, when they work harder than the quote-unquote average.
Oh, yeah.
true. So, and then to any organizations that help people with disabilities, start drawing horizons, especially for those who want to open their own businesses and become self-employed because of the statuses of other companies that may hindering. And then there's companies that that try to say, oh, we don't discriminate, but then some way, shape, or form, you could put out applications so to so many places and you go nowhere. So I say to those organizations that are supposed to help people, actually help. Don't limit. Don't push those that you're working for because they're trying to get off of, they're trying to improve their lives. Don't make it harder. Especially when everyone deserves a fighting chance. Everyone deserves the chance, deserves have the ability to have the pursuit of happiness and being able to have what they want in life. And to those Congress people, I would love to see how they would do living on less than $1,000 a month.
Yeah, I don't think that would be the
best. Medicare, and being on Medicare.
Yeah, it sucks.
And realizing.
I mean, we do have our benefits, but
we do have our benefits. But then, the Congress people, even if they are part of it for a term, and they get the best of the best benefits.
Yeah, but if you're a son of a congressman, you get higher benefits. I mean,
let's see how it would be on their, if they were in our position.
I don't think they would like it.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. It would be the walk in our shoes, walk in every disability person's shoes, especially those that are afraid to do anything for fear of losing out.
Well, yeah. And losing out in a way that is, losing out in the fact that we can't get jobs because of the fact that people are going, oh, yeah, no, you can't do work.
Or the common thing is, employers say, oh, we don't discriminate. All is welcome to apply. But then, some way or another, how could those who have disabilities get jobs and there's nothing? The employers just say, pass applications out. Or delete them. So, does that matter?
No, it doesn't.
I think it does matter when people who have disabilities, including myself, are trying to get work. And the community doesn't help. Nepotism. There's so many things that you could figure out. You could disseminate through what goes on.
but people don't. That's the thing.
Right. There's always a way of saying, okay, what could be a reason why X, why a person doesn't get it, an interview? So
the thing is that you when you're not getting anywhere, you know, and you keep sending stuff out, why send stuff out if you're not going to get stuff back?
Right.
You know, that's what I think. But who am I? You know, who are we? It's the thing about, well, if you have all of this, why not use it? Why not use what you have?
Right.
You know, and thank God, people are now recognizing that. You know.
Right.
People are now recognizing it, and we're like, oh yeah, we actually have something. You know. Rather than something that isn't.
Right.
And I feel really happy for it because now, because, you know, of the new things to come with this show in the new year, it will allow us to do that. You know, allow us to do a lot of what we have, want to fund and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm very happy about it. Very happy about. Yeah.
Everyone with disabilities should be ecstatic. And for those who have disabilities, don't be afraid to reach out to anyone who's in Congress. Because of the fact that more people who come out and say something is wrong, something needs to get changed, they'll take it seriously. It's a matter of more voices need to be heard in some form or another. So.
I mean, you have to be heard in terms of people, you know what I mean? Just in terms of stuff that deals with deals with disability and getting jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really what we're talking about.
Yes.
It is. It's huge. It is incredibly huge.
Yeah.
It's incredibly huge. So I guess on with the next story, right?
Yes.
Well, apparently in Jamaica, something's going on. That more people, they hail the passage of the Disability Act as a significant achievement. The executive director of Persons with Disability, the Jamaican Council on Persons with Disability, Christina Hendricks, is hailing the passage of the Disabilities Act in 2014 as the most significant in the council's 40-year history, the most impactful decision. Disabilities Act has been passed in Parliament, and this act is here as our reality. Consultations are continuing to ensure that it becomes real for persons with disabilities. And that's really good because it would mean that a lot of it would mean that the codes and practices are being drafted to provide the minimal standards by which the public will be guided with on how to interact and allow their participation for people with disabilities to also regulate, which will state penalties for discriminating people with disabilities. She also pointed out that the Disability Rights Tribunal, a provision of the 2014 Disability Act, will address discrimination against issues of compensation as well. Saying that they challenged approximately 400,000 persons in the strong disability community in Jamaica to prepare themselves to take your rightful place in society. This, she said, works by getting registered and ensuring the protection of disabilities are identified to early allow appropriate interventions, including assistance for appropriate devices and learning tools. You must learn to take life in your own hands as equals and opportunities. That means that you play a part in the rest of society, plays its part so there will be positive outcomes.
Right, makes sense.
But yeah, it's incredible to do that in ways.
It affects so many lives, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
It's not something to play with.
I mean, especially in another country. It's not an inspiration because, you know, people with disabilities are inspirations themselves. They don't need to be called inspiration. We provide that. We provide more of that than regularly abled people. And I guess, I mean, just in terms of you look at countries and you wonder, how do they get on? How is it,
how is it in terms of you know, different countries in terms of, you know, how they see things.
Right.
And how do you then go go for it?
Right.
That's the question. That's the question. Yeah. That's really the question. I mean, what's your opinion on that, Allison?
I say that everyone should be entitled. Everyone should have that ability to have the ability to get certain things. And not feel like they can't have certain things.
Yeah, everybody should be entitled to actually get something in life. Whether you know people like us who host and do this radio show weekly, or people who write, or people who want to be in business and are disabled, you should have a way of doing it.
And not be held back.
Yeah.
Just holding people back is not the answer.
No, it's not. It's not the answer in anything. Taking. Taking it into account of everything that you want to do in life, because
not anyone else's.
Not anyone else's. Not anyone. In terms of not anyone in terms of anything else, you know, it's really a thing of taking the bull by the horns and doing doing right by it.
Yeah. Not feeling like the world or people have failed you either.
Yeah, and people haven't failed, well, I can't say for myself, but people haven't failed you. It's a matter of figuring out what to do and taking it into consideration.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Taking it into consideration and, then taking it further.
Right.
That is, that's really the case. And for the last story of the night, Allison, why don't you take it?
How about we
all take it?
Yes.
Police are failing America's disabled. Well,
which is horrendous.
Yeah.
Which is horrendous. After the tragedy in Ferguson, Missouri, also, I mean, all too painfully illustrated the real and deadly effects that police response have had on communities with disabilities. You kind of then see how they're trying not to, I guess, put into law, or it is a law, but they're trying not to follow it. I mean, what do you think, Allison?
I think this makes me feel. It doesn't make me feel good, to tell you that. It makes me feel like that there should be more has to be done before anything. More has to be done in general. Because I look at this and think that you can't have the lives that they that what goes on shouldn't be. And I'm sorry for not being able to talk. It just makes me really feel like there's some great people out there. There's good and bad in the world. Doesn't make it right. Or no one to even say, wait a minute. And say, wait, something more should be done, not not the latter.
Right. I mean, something more should be done about everything that's going on. I mean, people are beginning to revolt.
Right.
Which is right. Which is right. But the thing about it is, how do you revolt? Yeah, it's a, it's a thing that has to be done. But taking that into
consideration
is huge.
Yeah.
You know. Taking into consideration is huge. And taking it into consideration in terms of taking it more into stuff that we need, because the United States and around the world, you have disability stuff that isn't up to standard.
Right.
You know, and most people go, oh,
everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay. Everything will be fine. Well, if everything will be fine, then what is, you know, taking so long? Why do we have to keep catching up?
Right.
That's the question. I mean, non-satire included. Why does it take so long? You know, things take time, yes. They don't take this long. They shouldn't take this long. I mean, unfortunately, things do take this long.
Yeah. And it's sad.
I mean, we have more shit in our country that is going wrong. Like, the person that is being protested for shouldn't have died. The person should have been gone on, been brought up on charges.
Right.
But they are continuing to not, you know. And it upsets me. It upsets me in the deepest way. You know.
Right. Like,
it upsets me, and then you have then just today the worst thing. Eric Gardner is a cop who got away with killing autistic men and little girls.
But does that get reported on?
And that's in 2003.
Which is,
okay, quite some time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you get off killing a 7-year-old and a person who has the IQ of 40?
They don't. They shouldn't. But they do.
The witness's last words were, "It hurt. Call my mom."
Wow.
Anyway, there's not much humor tonight, but we can definitely spice things up next week. We'll be back with more. I mean, we decided to take a little bit of a break from humor because of the protests. However, we'll be back with more and more information and stuff like that. Well,
we're going to try and brighten things up here.
We're going to try to brighten things up here. An attempt, as I read the end of show credits.
Yes.
This episode was brought to you by AMC Press & Co., our sound wizard, Johnny Duvall. Our drivers are Hooves R Us. And our intern is Julia Child. Her intern is Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher's intern is Kim Jong-un. I wonder how they get along. our show is produced by speaking into microphones, and our newest cast members are Elaine Goodman, who you will hear hopefully by next week, December 4th. He lives in Australia. And Amanda Kavanagh. This concludes our show for tonight. And with that, good night.
Yes. We bid you adieu.
And you do until next week.